hair cold.
Yeah, they were blocking the whole road. I couldn't get through.
You putting on some warm clothes down here?
Yeah.
Try again?
I guess so.
It wasn't very successful the first time.
I'm riding shotgun and taking photos. Scott is driving.
Yeah, I can see. I am covered in snow. Just covered.
We're having an adventure on I Love Upstate New York.
I can remember a time where we drove to the Tug Hill Plateau just to see the snowbanks reach to the tops of the telephone poles. I don't think a lot of people understand what this looks like. I have to go out for a few things, like half and half, and probably should get more coffee while I'm out. It's not what I would call white knuckle driving, but definitely leaned forward here in my seat a little bit. Lake effect snow can make a seemingly simple task a real challenge.
Last year around this time, we were recovering from an ice storm still. We were dealing with this kind of snow. Maybe not as much snow, but temperatures were definitely a lot worse last year.
It did seem colder last year.
Yeah.
This is kind of how it was and how I always remembered it growing up, this kind of winter.
Sometimes the snow can fall as fast as several inches an hour.
So why do you stay?
My family's here.
Well, that's why we stay.
Because even though it's cold and the winter is long in upstate New York, it's a sense of accomplishment to get through it.
How many customers have you had in today? Or are you staying home because of the weather?
I came in at 11, and I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 customers.
We've talked to a bunch of people who have moved away, and they say that they miss things like the seasons, and that I remind them about lake effect snow.
If it's not the blowing, it's the big drifts you have to deal with.
I take back roads though, so they're never plowed.
So let's back up to that morning when I was trying to go out for a few things. All right, so now it's starting to get a lot darker. It's not a good sign with lake effect snow. I mean, I can still see. The visibility's not great. And this isn't the kind of road I'd want to be driving on if I didn't know, exactly where I was going. I've only seen one other car on the road, other than me. I was not able to get through because there was a car off the road, and then behind that there was a plow that was blocking the entire road. Yeah, they were blocking the whole road. I couldn't get through. So I returned home, empty-handed.
I don't know if I like what I see. Can you see anything?
I can't see a cross.
I can't see a cross. Yeah, well, I didn't make it very far the first trip today, so I didn't get any of those things. Like, if at any point we feel like we're
unsafe
driving through a snow machine, then we have to turn around.
Oh, you know it's snowing hard. It's hitting me in the ear. Oh, okay. I am covered in snow. Just covered.
Like a champion, I deal with Lake Effect snow.
Yeah, and there's been times where you've been stuck on 81.
For hours.
Like slow-going parking lot, 81, the highway.
So we're on the road.
Yeah, so far the drifts on the road aren't bad.
No, not terrible. Well, she was very smiley for someone driving in the middle of a blizzard.
No, we just passed the car and I've never seen anybody so happy.
She must be chatting on the phone.
Driving through Lake Effect snow. Okay. That's not so bad.
This isn't terrible.
Well, the speed limit's only 35, so how much trouble could I get in?
Don't say that. These last couple of days, there are reports of like 30 inches, 40 inches. Little sliding.
Okay, got a car coming with their cautions.
Oh boy. Gotta get some traction.
Okay, so we're here at the grocery store, and there's actually a lot more cars here than I thought there'd be.
Yeah, the parking lot is probably half full.
We need stuff.
All right, let's go.
We didn't make a list, but we'll just...
I think we can wing it.
We'll just wing it.
Don't forget your
hat. I'm gonna have a hat.
Okay, so I think that we should grab some candles.
Yeah?
I mean, I know these are smelly candles, but...
It smells strong.
I think it's important to have candles in an emergency.
This is a strong smelling aisle. You want our house to smell like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Onward! And we've got plenty of stuff for nice, warm, comforting dinners like lasagna and chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Okay, take a left.
We can shop for next week.
What if we get snowed in?
Exactly. Because it's a Saturday, but people still have to shop on a Saturday.
Taco pizza?
Yeah, but... Oh, the... Yeah, get a crust.
You want a square one?
No, get the thin crust, yeah.
I think we've got all the stuff that we need for that.
The taco pizza. Yeah. Now that's comforting.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it be 10 feet high. Let it be 10 feet high. That's right. I'll be shoveling that stuff, I'll be shoveling that stuff. I'll be shoveling it all night, all night, all night. All night. All night, baby. That's right,
left Little Barn, and first thing is a car off the road.
Should we stop and see if they need help?
I think we should at least stop, right?
Yeah.
Because it's nobody else here.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you gotta stop. Like, just caution.
They have a phone or something.
Yeah, just make sure that they've got a way to contact someone.
Good? Okay.
Give me a thumbs up.
Awesome. Just looking forward to being home.
Yeah, this
this was an adventure, but I'm ready for it to be over now.
How long have you been out?
I think we left at 11. It's been like 2 hours. It's almost one.
It's definitely been a couple hours. Your parents would never drive in this weather.
No. Well, this is fine if you do have the luxury of being able to stay home. It's actually kind of beautiful.
You think there'll ever come a point where you're just gonna be like, that's it, I've had enough of this snow, I'm moving somewhere where it's tropical?
You know, I've been saying that for years, but it's not happening yet.
I know the feeling.
Just can't bring yourself to pull the trigger.
I'm sure there's things that you could brag about down south, I mean, you know, everywhere you go. And I think we appreciate our warmer weather that much more.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you can appreciate the summer and the spring and the fall seasons more when you have a lake effect snowstorm to kind of offset all that other stuff. But who doesn't love a good snow day?
Yeah.
Gotta love a good snow day. How long have you lived in this area?
All my life.
Oh, another one, another lifer.
Yeah, 19 years.
You see yourself moving away someday, or are you gonna stick it out?
I think I can stick it out. I've done it all so far, so
yeah.
I don't mind the wind. I mean, yeah, it gets messy sometimes, but I like being outdoors. I snowmobile. I snowboard a little bit, so.
So you're a fan of the Tug Hill trails?
Yeah.
That's a great way to spend time in the winter.
It is. If I wasn't an outdoor person, I'd probably be going right now.
Yeah.
I'd be going to school somewhere nice and warm and not down in Buffalo.
So did you get all the Buffalo Lake Effect snow?
Yes, we did.
So
we
you're
buried.
So you were buried in Buffalo
buried
and then
Buffalo.
You
now I came back
and now you're here break. Home on break and the snow just followed you up. That was really nice.
I hope you guys like it.
You have a well-rounded view of New York State lake effect snow. We're the lucky ones because there's only like a handful of places in the whole world that get lake effect snow at all. So. Yeah, I wonder if you said lake snow, if everybody would know what you were talking about.
They don't, because I talk to people down in the I go to school down in the city, and when I say lake effect, they're like, "What does that mean? Is it snowing on the lake?" Well, kind of.
I think it's an old urban legend, but there's this story of a, you know, superintendent that, you know, when it comes time to decide if school is going to be closed on a wintry day, if there's a lot of lake effect or a blizzard or an ice storm, they used to say, right, that, you know, the superintendent would just go to his front door, and he would open his front door to let his dog out, and if the dog wouldn't go outside, then school was canceled for the day. Every time somebody tells me that story, they always say, like, I want to tell you what, we drove in and some stuff. That dog caused more.
That's a good story.
So after two attempts, 2 hours, and only 2 stops, the two of us slowly eased our way back to the house.
I can only see like what's right closest to me, maybe 20 feet.
Get me out of this car!
All right, hang on here. All right, wait.
We made it!
We're home.
Hey.
We are home. I'm not going out again.
I don't want to go out again.
I might not go out again all winter.
Let's hope for a snow day on Monday.
I've got 160 acres in a valley. I've got 160 acres of the best. Got a coal stove there that'll cook 3 square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest.
Up at dawn.
There's something about surviving a winter in upstate New York, especially when faced with an opponent like Lake Effect Snow.
Not a care or worry means head for home.
So on a day, you get up and you look outside and you realize it'll be difficult to go get the things you need, but you still go anyway.
I've got 160 acres full of sunshine. I've got 160 million stars above. Got an old paint horse. I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
Lake effect snowstorms occur in only 3 places in the world: the Great Lakes, the east shore of Hudson Bay, and along the west coasts of the Japanese islands of Honshu and Hokkaido. To see Andrea's photos from the trip, go to www.iloveusny.com. I Love Upstate New York podcast was produced, edited, and narrated by Scott Rule. All artwork and photography by Andrea Parisi. All materials copyrighted 2015 to I Love Upstate New York. You putting on some warm clothes down here?
Yeah.
Try again?
Yes.
Okay.
Onward.